What's up, guys?
What's up, podcast? Happy Tuesday. Hope you're having a wonderful week so far. Today, I want to talk to you guys about Patreon. And more than just Patreon, just the concept of asking for money. You know, any kind of thing, like I guess a Kickstarter. I've never done a Kickstarter. I don't think I ever will. I feel like you can only do it once in your life. You know, ask everybody you know for money for something that you're doing, whether it's like a van or like an album. I've always felt weird about asking for money for things, but, Patreon's a little different. I don't have a Patreon, but I have like, I'm, you know, developing my own opinion on it. I think it's awesome. It's so cool that it exists and people make a living off their Patreon, which is so amazing. I don't know if you're unfamiliar of what Patreon is. It's a website. It's a website where content creators, you can go to their Patreon page and support them monthly, anywhere from as little as a dollar to however much you want to give per month. And there's different tiers, kind of like a Kickstarter, right? So it's like if you do $5 a month and you get this, you get these benefits, or $25 a month, or $50, or $100 a month, or $500 a month. And it's interesting to see where people are at. You know, like, I know this band Bent Knee, they're from Boston, and they've been playing together for, like, 8 years, and they've, like, toured Europe and, like, the country, and, like, they're doing really well. And Courtney is the lead singer, and I know Ben Levin is the lead guitarist, and together they make, they're like kind of like the front men of Bent Knee. And Courtney makes, like, $550 a month on Patreon. I don't know how much Ben makes. I think it's, like, $380 or something like that. I remember checking out their videos. It really helps a lot to have a video, you know, like a welcome video. Like, welcome to my Patreon if you're interested in helping me out here. These are the tiers. I really appreciate you doing that, blah, blah, blah. I can see myself having a lot of trouble making that video. But I do one day want to have a Patreon. I'm just trying to wrap my head around what it is that you would offer value if it's just music, you know, like maybe I could do like producing tips, you know, something like that, or like mixing tips and like how you make your content. You know, if you're like an artist and I don't know, it's hard. It's such a gray area when it comes to music, right? It's like, I can like give you the back. I've seen other people be like, oh, if you give me like, you know, $5 a month and I'll give you like the backstory on each of my songs. And it's like, does that really give people value? And like, I get to some people, it does. It really does. Music is such a gray area when it comes to like giving value to people. Like I know other musicians feel the same way, but we get really lost in like, is this helping the world? Like, do I help the world? And you know, there's some good quotes out there that kind of say like the world, like do whatever you do that makes you come alive, because the world needs people that have come alive, you know, like that's really nice to hear. But also, by putting out authenticity and, you know, original work, you know, true to yourself, that's inspiring to other people. It gives other people hope, changes their perspective on things, and makes them want to, like, you know, pursue their passions. So, it's so great, right? You can't see it in the air. It's not like someone's teaching you how to, like, cook or, like, something like that, you know? It's just, like, art. Art inspires people. And, but yeah, man, having a Patreon. So I've been putting content out, as you guys know, for a year now, really seriously, you know, very consistently, thoroughly, very frequently, across multiple platforms. The main one is Instagram, and then there's like Facebook, you know, podcasts, YouTube, and then I got music on Spotify, Bandcamp, and SoundCloud. But I did Vero a little bit while that was hot for like just a hot second, and then it faded away, I think. But I see people starting Patreons a little too early. I think you should wait a little bit. It's like going back to Gary Vaynerchuk's whole theory on like jab, 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 right hook, right? Give, and then ask. I'm getting ready for my first ask, which is my album release. I'm really curious to see who wants to support it in any fashion, in any way, shape, or form. I'm really curious to see that. And like, you know, I've been putting out content about it. I've been talking about the album since like September when I first embarked on it, the beginning of September. And I feel like you can ask for something once in a while. Maybe you could, I mean, obviously once you're more settled, once you're more established, you can do it more often. But I'm also weird. I'm weird with asking people for money. But one day I'll have a Patreon. Maybe, I think I won't do it any earlier than another year from now. another thing Gary has said is, the longer you can wait, the more money you'll make. You know, so the longer you can wait for the ask, the more like money you'll make, the more you'll get from that ask. So I don't know. I'm still trying to establish myself as a content creator that provides really well-produced, well-sounding, and well-visually looking, right? Like great videos and well-sounding content in the shape of music, you know, on my albums that I put on Spotify and iTunes and all that, Bandcamp, but also in the clips I put out on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and then I share with you guys. I'm getting better and better at it, and I'm learning a lot about, you know, video editing and audio and mixing and engineering and stuff like that. So I would like to give, when you're making a Patreon, think about the different tiers. Think about what you would do, right? What would you offer besides, because that's another thing, access. People like to feel close to the artist. So, you know, getting really close to the artist is one thing, but there's got to be more value than that a musician could give. If you're really intense, like guitar player, if you're really like, you know, you're really good at a certain technique, like tapping or something, maybe you can have like a tapping class and people love your music because you tap all the time, you know, you're really good at doing that with the guitar or like whatever instrument it is you're playing. I know Josh Goldberg, he's a Chapman Stick player from Boston. He's in a band called Geff with my friend Tyler, John Tyler Kent. He has this whole thing called Tap Theory, and I don't know, he might have a Patreon actually, but yeah, he gives a lot of lessons out for free on Facebook, but maybe he does have a Patreon, but that would be a good example, right? Like, you follow him, you love his music, you want to get close to him, and you also, like, maybe you happen to play guitar or Chapman Stick or bass or any kind of instrument that you can tap with, and you want to learn from him, so you support him, and then you give him X amount of money, and then you get a certain amount of benefits from following him. Still trying to figure out, and I know I have time because I don't plan on doing it Patreon for a while, but really think hard about the kind of tiers and the kind of value that you want to give to your followers, because that's more than an email list, man. These are like these are your true fans, the ones that are willing to give you at least a dollar, or, you know, it's better than zero, right? Some people just listen to your music and that's it, but they want to give you money, support you monetarily, and then derive value from you. So think about what kind of value you want to give. Definitely wait. I would say wait. You know, I went to the ASCAP Expo last year in LA last May, and I went to the little workshop on Patreon. I was really curious about it. There was like 20 people there, and you know, I feel like the big question that someone finally asked, and I was gonna ask it, was like, when should you start a Patreon? And Patreon and the woman said, well, you know, like, you could start at any time. You know, the benefit of starting later is that you have an audience, and then, but sometimes it could also be good to start it when you're starting out, because, you know, you get, so then you always tell people about it. I don't know if that's true. I think Patreon wants anyone to have a Patreon, so, because they get like 10% of like all the money you make per month. They just want everyone to have a Patreon, right? Why would they not say that? I think that it's much better to have an established audience that you've had for a while, that you've been giving value to, and then to make that one of your asks, right? One of your right hooks, right? Does that make sense? That's the route I'm taking anyway, and I haven't lived through the whole experience of making a Patreon to tell you if it works or not, but I can imagine that's probably the best route to take. Yeah. So think hard about that. Think hard about how you want to give value to other people. And definitely storytell with your content, right? Like, that's one thing that we always forget. Gary had an awesome piece of audio yesterday that was talking about, like, give value. Like, he was like, look at your last 47 posts on Instagram. Look at your last month's content on Facebook. Has everything that's been coming out of your mouth, has that been giving value? Have you been thinking about the person, the other person on the other side of the screen, like, when you're making that, when you were saying whatever you were saying, like, or was it just kind of in your self-interest? Like, you were like, hey, look what I can do. Well, look at this. Like, think about the other person, give the other person value. And, it, like I said, it's such a gray area when it comes to being an artist. But I think that authenticity, storytelling, bringing people somewhere, you know, through the course of time, showing them lessons that you've learned, challenges that you faced, stories, you know, experiences that you've had. And if you have some kind of technical aspect, like how you market yourself, how you record your music, how do you mix your music, how you do this technique, that's like a good addition to the value you can give. And I'd love to hear your thoughts too, guys. Like, besides inspiration, entertainment, that's another one, right? And education, like, what other ways could someone give value? Could a musician give value? Question for the year, man. 2019. Think hard about that one. Don't have a Patreon just yet unless you're established. Make it like, and then you can launch it, you know, like people get excited about it, just like you launch an album. Yeah, man. So that's it. That's it. I'll see you guys on Thursday, guys. Have a wonderful rest of your week, or have a wonderful next 2 days. See you guys.